have a little look at this third chapter of the book of Ruth, yeah? Uh-huh. Father, thank you. Your word is a light for our feet, a guide for our path, a way into our hearts, Lord. And we bless you, Lord, that you want us to know and understand the depth of your love for us also. So I pray you'll bless us as we look at this passage, Lord, and grant us light and the help of your Holy Spirit. He's the one that had it recorded. So, Lord, we ask you'll help us to understand, as we ask it in Jesus' name. Now, it's chapter 3. Ruth and Boaz at the threshing floor. I just want to make a couple of proviso comments before we get into it. And it's this. I've heard some people, men in particular, make some very nasty comments about Naomi, as if she's a scheming old so-and-so in this chapter. But I've got news for you. She's nothing of the kind. I would say this. If Naomi had been blessed with Ruth after all this time, she's not going to put her into a situation that will compromise her in any way. That's one thing. The other is, I suspect that Naomi had done a serious CRB check on Boaz. Yeah. And remember, it's a small village. You get to know everything about everybody if you know how to ask the right people and the right questions. So that's the background. It's all above board and right. And of course, the other thing is, we need to take into account the customs and the laws of those times. And we'll see. It's an interesting little chapter, yeah?
Do you think Naomi actually spoke to Boaz?
I don't think she had. I think she's a relative at a distance. She might have done,
I wondered whether she said to him, if Ruth...
Oh no, I don't think she planted that one. I'm sure it's a total shock to him, as we'll see.
Because
yes.
It's a risk, isn't it?
Yes, but she's taken good care. There's a risk, yes, but the risk is not as real as perhaps we imagine, because, as I say, she's done background check on Boaz, and she knows Ruth as well, and she has the very best of intentions and interest for Ruth. She wants the best for her daughter-in-law, doesn't she?
That's right. She's losing her.
Yeah. So we finished the last chapter by saying is that she lived with her mother-in-law. Remember that? And I did say to you, every chapter ends with a link to the next chapter. So we've got her staying at home, and in the next chapter, verse 1, it says, one day Naomi said to her mother-in-law said to her, my daughter, should I not try to find a home for you? Ha! Time you moved, eh? Not that she's fed up of seeing her, of course, but wants to find a home. Rest is the word she uses. She means, I want to see you settled down nicely, yeah? That's what it's about. To find a home for you, where you will be well provided for. How about that? That's old-fashioned, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The husband's going to look after his wife. That's something new, isn't it? But there we are, that's what she says to her. So she's been thinking, I suspect, about how she might find a good husband for Ruth. That's the thing. And then she comes up with a suggestion. She's in Jewish terminology, she's what you call one of these matchmakers. Yes, that's what she's working on, isn't she?
Yeah.
And so, is not Boaz with whose servant girls you've been a kinsman of ours? So she's been doing some digging, found out he's a relative. That's always good to know, eh? And what's important about the relative? Got responsibilities as part of the law given by Moses from God, that the family that was bereft had to be prayed for and descendants provided through the nearest relatives. Yes, so that's what it's about. So she's thinking all these things, so she says, Boaz, now there's a name. You know about him, don't you? Tonight he'll be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Right, so tonight he's... What's winnowing barley?
It's
throwing it all out. It'd be pretty tiring work. But they're celebrating getting the harvest. It's a celebration. Party time. Yeah, after the work, of course. Party time. Right, so she says, tonight he'll be winnowing barley. So wash your and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Right, what about that? Look your best. Right, wash yourself. I mean, she would wash herself, wouldn't she? She's been threshing barley. You'd be wanting to get a wash as well.
Right.
Yeah, but wash yourself. Get yourself looking nice, spick and span. Do your best. Put on your best appearance. Let me offer you this, Christian. being ugly is not part of the qualification of being a Christian. Make the best of what you've got. Yeah. I mean, it was considered in some Christian circles, you know, that girls weren't supposed to make themselves look pretty, you know, it's not good. They ought to make them look dumb and miserable and, no, maybe not. Anyway, Naomi says, you took yourself up. Just imagine, this is going to be a proposal of marriage. Would you go without your false teeth and your hair in all the mess and say, will you marry me? I mean, it's not going to work, is it? So Naomi is saying is, look, if we want this to work, let's do all the right things. Yeah? It's not anything sinister. She's saying is, look, you're a beautiful girl. Make the most of it, yeah? Right, so, get you all nicely tootled. Then go down to the threshing floor. But don't let him know you're there until he's finished eating and drinking. Why? It's not he's going to be drunk. He's not going to get drunk. Right? But he's been eating and drinking. What's that mean? He's feeling good.
Yeah.
He says, so Naomi is saying is, you look your best and you pick your moment when he's feeling good as well. Right? If he's just had a bad day and it's all gone wrong, you don't offer proposals then. It's just going to mess it up, isn't it? It's all about timing. Yeah? So, go when he's had a nice day and he's had a few bits to eat and drink, and then when he lies down, note the place where he's lying. So she has to keep in the shade. This isn't anything being sinister, he's just being sort of tactful, I suppose you could say, right? So, because she doesn't want everybody else to know. This is a personal thing, yeah? Right, so, when he lies down, note where he's lying, then go, uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do. Right, so that's the proposal, yes? It's a strange way of offering a proposal, but that's the way she was told to do it, right? And uncover his feet, yes, sir?
Isn't that prophecy?
Is it a prophecy?
Yeah, kind of a prophecy.
Well, yes, Boaz says to her early on, may you come under the wings of the God of Israel. Under who? May you be blessed by the God of Israel under whose wings you covered.
Come. What he said to Ruth was a kind of a prophecy.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Prophetic word.
Right. So, go and do that. That's what you've got to do. He'll tell you what to do. And he will. Right. I will do whatever you say, Ruth answered. How about that? What do you think? That's called trust. Right? And she believes, and she's right, that Naomi isn't out to harm her. She's out to do the best for her. Right? So she says, she's obedient. That's always good in a wife as well, isn't it? They're giving me some looks here, I'll tell you. Right? Anyway, never mind.
Right? She's not here, is she? Jane?
She's not there yet. No. Right. Yeah. She knows what's wise. That's the point. Yeah, she takes good advice. Takes good advice. There's a thought, yes. Right. Okay. She went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits. See? That's what it was about. Feeling good. Good day's work. Harvest in. Nice time. Get a nice, good rest now. Get my feet down and my head down. Nice rest. Yeah? So, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. So they got all the stack there and he gets himself settled down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, of course, uncovered his feet and lay down. How about that? And he didn't notice. Do you know why? He's fallen asleep. After a hard day and a nice time and a good meal, head down. He's like me, push the button, out. Right?
Yeah.
And she lies down at his feet. Now then, if that had been me, that was a dangerous place. She'd have been kicked to death. I don't like my feet hot, so it'd been pushed, you know. But anyway, there we are. Okay. Right. So, there she is. In the middle of the night, something startled the man. In the middle of the night, something startled the man. What startled the man?
She tickled his feet.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, that's a possibility, but I don't think she did. I think the Lord woke him up. Yeah. He's timing again, in the middle of the night. No one else is awake now, it's just between them two. Yeah. So, he's woken up. It says he was startled. And he turned, it means he sat up basically, right? He turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. I mean, that's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? "Who are you?" he asked. I wonder if he said it loud. I don't. Well, whatever. Yeah. "Who are you?" Yeah. "I'm your servant Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer." Right. So that's an offer of marriage. Yes. Right. So that's what she says to him. "I'm your servant Ruth, and spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are." So he's asking. She's asking him to protect her, to marry her, to take her on as his wife. That's what it's about. Yeah. Right. Very strange way of going about it. We don't normally do that these days, but that's how they did it. Right, okay. Now then, his response is quite remarkable. His answer is, "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. Now, what do you make out from that? "The Lord bless you, my daughter." He's older than her.
He's realised she's done the right thing.
She's done something very, very honourable and very complimentary, I suppose.
In the proper way.
In the proper way. "The Lord bless you." So he's got the Lord in on it from the word go. Right? But the fact that he uses the term daughter isn't just that she's older, or he's older. I suspect it's also a term of making sure there's a distance in that sense. Yeah? A term of respect. Right? "So the Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier." Well, wasn't that nice? She was paying him respects beforehand, but even this is even more amazing, yeah? Huh? And he says this, "You've not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor." How did he know that?
He's been watching.
He's been watching, yes. And he's noticed how modestly well-behaved she is, right? And "You've not been running after the young men." No, she hasn't. Right? "And now, my daughter," notice, praise again, just that respectful distance. "Now, my daughter, don't be afraid, for I will do for you all you ask." What she just asked? Marry me. That's what she's asked. Right? That's what it's about. So he says, I'll do it all that you've asked, yeah? Okay, now, isn't that interesting? Yeah? Think about it now. What's that tell you about Boaz?
He's
respectful. He's an honourable man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if Naomi had any inkling that he was going to take advantage of it, he could have done it, couldn't he?
Mm.
But she knows him. This man's one of the Lord's men, so he behaves as the Lord wants him to. So he says, "I'll do what you want." He says, "But all my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character." How about that? Right. So she's got a good name. A good name is better than riches, he says, yes? And do you know about the woman of noble character in Proverbs? Mm-hmm. She makes a good wife as well. Yeah? So, here we have it. You're a woman of noble character. "And although it is true that I am near of kin," that is a kinsman redeemer, "nearer than I." Right. Now, this is... They do this in all these sort of romance stories, don't they? Boy meets girl, yeah? Boy and girl run into problems, then the problems are solved, and boy gets girl. That's how it works, isn't it, yeah? There's always that tension bit in the middle. Well, here's the tension bit. He says, "I'm so pleased you want to marry me, but there's somebody else who's in the between, who's nearer." Right? That's what he's telling her, right? And, yes, "there's a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. So, stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem, good, let him redeem. But if he's not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning." So, he's got a little plan. He says, I'll see the guy. If he wants to redeem, it's his right, I'll abide by that. Yes? But I think he could have added in brackets, but I hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there you are. He doesn't say that, yeah.
Do you think Naomi knew?
Naomi knew there's another one.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. No. As you'll see in a minute. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, right. So, if he doesn't, I'll certainly, as the Lord lives, I will do it. That's an oath, by the way. That's a solemn promise. Yeah. As the Lord lives, I'll do it. Lie here until morning. Right. So, he says, yeah. Stay there. Keep warm. Yeah. Stay there till the morning. Yeah. Why? Idris going home in the dark, yes.
Yeah.
Right, so wait till morning. Right. So she lay at his feet until morning. but got up before anyone could be recognised. Right, do you think she slept?
Probably not much.
Probably not much. I don't think much.
She did, no.
I don't think she did, no. But excited, yeah. Well, how's it going to all work out? You know, that's it. She basically, I mean, it's that tension, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I've made an offer. He's accepted, but he can't have it. I can't accept the offer at the moment. Mm. Yeah, so a bit of tension there. Always good for a story, isn't it? Yeah. So, gets up when it's still before anyone can be recognised. And he said, don't let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor. Let's just keep this quiet because we've got to sort some things out before. Right? So just keep it quiet for the moment. Right? He also said, bring me the shawl you are wearing and hold it out. Right, so she's bought her shawl cover, right? And when she did so, he poured in 6 measures of barley and put it on her, and then he went back to town. Right? So, what does he do? He gives her 6 measures of barley. That's nice, isn't it? What's that?
A lot.
It's a lot, yeah, but what's it mean?
Provision,
yeah?
Promise.
It's a token of the promise. Mm. I'll make good. Yeah, I'll be the provider.
Mm.
Yeah? And so he gives her this, and also it's a visible reminder that he's actually made a promise, of course, yeah? Mm. Right. Also, I think it's also slightly a cover for her. If she's taking barley back, then
just
gone for getting barley. Mm. Yeah? You know, he's protecting her reputation in that sense as well, I guess, yeah? So, she goes back, and he went back to town. Why did he go back to town?
Yeah, to find the kinsman.
He's got work to do, yes, right. Now then, so she gets home. When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, how did it go, my daughter? She didn't say, do you want any breakfast? What's the first thing she asks? How did it go? Right, she wants to know.
That's a typical female.
How did it go? Yes, I want to know. Give me the goss. Oh, whatever you call it. Yes. Give me the lowdown. Right. So, how did it go, my daughter? Yes. And then she told her everything Boaz had done for her. And I would assume Naomi wants it in glorious detail. Everything. Every move, every thought, every sound, everything. Yes. Tell me everything. And then Naomi, then she says, he gave me, and added, he gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed. Well, we didn't know he said that, did we? But he did say that, because he just reported it. Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed. So, what's another reason for him giving the 6 measures of barley?
To provide for Naomi.
To provide for Naomi, yes. Mm. But I think there's something significant in that, yeah. He's acknowledging Naomi's part in it, I suspect. Mm. That she's the matchmaker. And say, you just let her know, I'm taking note. Yeah. That's my guess. Also, little things mean a lot, don't they? Mm. In these types of situations. So, don't go back to Naomi empty-handed. Then Naomi said, now this is the wise old lady that Naomi is. Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. Now you just sit on this one, be patient. And then she says this, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled today. How about that? Mm. The seed's been planted and Boaz is going to sort it out, yeah? Man won't rest until the matter's been settled today. I've got a little story to tell you. I went to preach in London many, 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 many years ago, and I stayed at the home of an elderly lady. And she was a widow by the time I met her. And she talked about her young man when they were at chapel together. And he wasn't a Christian at the time, and she was friendly with him, and they'd gone along to church together. And they were in the service, and this was the passage that was being spoken on, right? And it was that he won't rest until the matter's settled today, right? The preacher was talking about, have you settled matters with Jesus today? Have you got it right with him? That the man became a Christian, subsequently they got married. But that verse, see, God can use verses in all sorts of ways, yeah? But he's showing the state of the heart, it has to get things put right. And so Boaz doesn't rest, and she knows this. Once God's got a hook in your heart, it won't be sorted out until it won't be let go until it's sorted, yeah? So there we are. That verse is the introduction to the next chapter. We're going to see it settled, but you'll have to wait for that till next time. Yes, I do think he was. Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
the term daughter doesn't necessarily imply that, but
no,
I think
but
he was.
Did talk about going after the younger men, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. I think that's the idea. Yeah. Yes, Chris.
Do you think he had another wife?
No, no. He's a what do you call it?
Bachelor.
A bachelor, but was a. No. I'm going to say edible bachelor, but it's not.
Be a widow.
Eligible.
Eligible, that's the word. Thank you, I've got the right word. Eligible bachelor.
But he could have had anyone.
He could. Mm. Well, why didn't he then?
Because God had a plan.
God's got a plan. God's got a plan. Yeah. You see.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the way it works. And so, this whole book is about, and it just happens. It just happened that this most eligible bachelor in Bethlehem,
yeah, it's quite unusual.
It is quite unusual, mm-hmm. But God has His ways of working unusual things. No, it's on Ruth's part to ask. Yes, yeah.
Give me an announcement to marry them.
In this situation, because of her having her husband died, okay. And the kinsman redeemer has a family responsibility. That's what it's about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be normal that way, I don't suppose. Yeah,
yeah. It would normally be her first husband's brother.
It would be a first husband's brother, but it'd be a close relative of some sort, cousin maybe or something like that.
If the husband, then go to the next.
Yes, the normal way. There's a lovely verse in Proverbs that it says there are seven things that I do not understand, and one of them he says is the way of a snake on a rock. How does a snake manage to move? Yeah, and the other one he says. And a young man with a maiden.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They do some daft things, the young lads, when they're in love, don't they? So that's the normal procedure, but this is the unusual one, really. Yeah.
I think I said before that.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty brusque way of going about things, isn't it, really? I assume they've prearranged this one before.
Well
in this society, they have the matchmakers. I mean, that's a Jewish tradition that's been there for a long time. And there's something to be said for that. The family susses out the other person that's likely to be partner to the one that their child, so that they make sure that they're so well matched in a way.
That's probably the most common way.
Probably. We've got this medieval romantic way, you know, you fall in love and the skies begin to glow a funny colour and things like that. Well, all very nice, yeah, but yes, hormones can do some funny things with people, as we know, but there we are. Anyway, this is a match made in heaven. And again, as I say, this is one that typifies in the sense of the prophetic, the relationship of Jesus to his bride. He's going to get a bride. Yeah. And it's beautiful. Beautiful. Mm. Yeah. Right, there's another lovely one. It's in Genesis, isn't it? We'll get to that one. Where Abraham's servant goes to get Rebecca. And they are told about the son and all of that, and then they ask her, will you go with this man? Right. And that's been used by preachers. Will you go with this man? Mm. I know a man. Will you go with him? Yeah. Right. And she has to say yes. Okay, we'll leave it at that, and we'll see what happens next time. Will she or won't she? It's the cliffhanger. Let's pray. Loving Father, thank you for the romantic things in your word, Lord, the beautiful things of relationships that go right, the blessings and joy of what we see, Lord, human beings, Lord, working and doing things the right way. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord, for your grace to us and your blessings on us. We pray, gracious Lord, that you will help us to encourage all that's right and lovely in our world. Lord, your word tells us to think on the things. Lord, help us to encourage them as well, in Jesus' name.